Chapter 13, Dream. One of my dreams was really crazy. I was in a pub. The pub was on my island. I wanted to drink some rum. But the waitress was very lazy. She sat at a bar. She did nothing. I didn't like it. I was angry, but I waited. Then my wife came to the pub. She gave me a piece of paper with some text. It was a message from her father. He wrote, "Come home. You have to work on the plantations." But I didn't want to go home. I went to the kitchen in the pub. There was my mother in the kitchen. She prepared some steaks. She also cooked soup. I tasted the soup. It tasted fantastic. Then two Englishmen came to the pub. They wanted to sell gunpowder. One man looked like a gentleman. But the second man was horrible. I told the horrible man, "I'm sorry. I don't need your gunpowder. I have a lot of gunpowder in my camp." "What did you say?" said the horrible man. "Our gunpowder isn't good for you. This is the reason why we are here. We traveled from London. You have to buy our gunpowder." I said, "Thank you. I don't want your gunpowder." The man was really angry. Our conversation wasn't good. He said some horrible things about me. I said some horrible things about him. The conversation got to a point when he wanted to kill me. He took his gun. I started to run away. He shot at me. Then I woke up. 1 week later, I felt better. But I still needed to relax. I needed to sleep a lot. In August, I was okay again. I still felt a little weak. I knew that I needed to do some physical exercise. The next 10 days, I walked around the island. This exercise made me feel better. When I felt strong again, I decided to explore the whole island. I found a new interesting part of the island. It was a valley with a lake. The valley was in the central part of the island. I found melons and grapes there. The melons were very sweet. There were also apples, oranges and lemons in this valley. I wanted to take some fruit home. But I needed a big bag. I didn't have a big bag with me. I collected some fruit. I put the fruit in one place. I returned to my cave. I took a bag for the fruit. When I was back, I saw that my fruit was destroyed. Some fruit was eaten, some fruit was broken. I thought that some wild animals ate the fruit. Still, I liked the fruit valley. The nature was beautiful there. I wanted to live there. I thought, "I can move here. But the beach is far from this place. I have to be close to the beach because I need to see a ship which can save me."